we really need to raise additional revenues, so state agencies cannot be cut. And I appreciate the governor coming out and saying what she said about vetoing if there's any cuts. We've got to fix this problem, because if not, we're going to be right back in the same position we're in right now next session.
And also, I'm guessing, public employee pay, which how long has it been since public employee raises?
What's interesting is a lot of employees have not had a raise in 10 years. We have, when we did a survey last year, the state employees were 25% below market compensation-wise compared to the private sector. And we've had 7% of Oklahoma State employees earn less than the federal poverty level of $24,000 for a family of four.
Wow. And so the call is not only to fix this $215 million hole, but take care of the people that are working for the state.
Correct. And we have 30, yes, we're asking for a $7,500 pay raise over a three-year period. We have some employees, 35% of Oklahoma State employees earn less than $15 per hour to start. That's over 8,000 employees. And what's interesting is, you know, we talk about efficiencies. We have over a 20% turnover rate in the state because we can't keep employees because of pay. And that's cost the state about $120 million a year just for that.
Yeah, and okay, so do we still have 35,000 employees? Is that still the correct number?
It's actually last around 34,000. We've actually lost over 4,000 state employees over the last 5 years. So you know, and we're asking, you know, do more, do more. We have correctional officers who are, you know, the employee ratio to in DOC and correctional officers is somewhere around 65%, which is just crazy. And then plus health insurance has went up over the last several years, so we've had a lot of employees, you know, have not had a raise, like I said, in 10 years, plus health insurance rise, plus, you know, food and things like that also go up.
And when people think of public employees, this is everything from the construction worker to the corrections officer to the DHS person who's taking care of our children and our elderly.
Absolutely. We have, you know, like you said, mental health issues, DOC, DHS. We have roads and bridges. We have people who are taking care of our veterans. Veterans centers have taken over a 20% cut over the last several years. This is getting to a point. We have a revenue problem, not a budget problem.
Yeah, and you said you were applaud the governor's call that she's going to veto any cuts to any agencies. Now, yesterday, apparently, Speaker McCall said that he might be able to give teachers pay raises if he cuts other agencies, and I'm guessing that would not be any better.
No, I mean, because here's the thing, you know, we think teachers need to raise, and so do state employees, because here's the thing, you have, and a lot of teachers realize this, you have employees who help those students, whether they take them out of a bad environment at home, and, you know, make sure they're food and clothed, you have mental health issues, so it helps the teachers if those students, when they come in, or those needs are taken care of before they come into the education system. So that's what state employees provide, so they're all tied together, education and state employment.
Any suggestions on how we could raise the money for this?
I think one thing, you look at the gross production tax. You have that. You have the tax at the fuel, at the gas pump, and there's all kinds of different ideas that the governor put out, other people have put out. You know, SOS Coalition that we're a member of, you know, had a nice...
Save Our State,
yes. Had a blueprint back in the last session, and I think those items are still viable to look at during special session. We need to fix this. Because, you know, the $214 million they keep talking about on the cigarette tax, it's actually $500 million because you have all this federal match that goes with it. So if you don't have that to fill that hole and then fill the other revenue holes, then we'll have a serious situation, which we're already in now.
Any thoughts on whether anything like this will happen?
Well, I don't know. And I do want to say state employees are very frustrated. You know, we always hear legislators say how much they appreciate state employees, and that's all fine and good. But you know what? They need to pay them. And retain them, because, like I said, there's $120 million worth of turnover rate. And state employees are getting tired, saying, hey, we appreciate you. They can just go so far. You need to compensate them appropriately.